Hello, we are here in the Amazon jungle in Ecuador, home to families, furry things, and the mighty Napo River. If you grew up in the Amazon, the rainforest is your playground and your snack shop. If you're hungry, all you have to do is go help yourself. But life in the Amazon is changing fast, and the rainforest is under threat from road building, oil, and logging. Although it's not a simple story, these children live deep in the rainforest, and some of them welcome the changes. Here's some stories of some of the children. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Anna and I'm 13 and I live in the rainforest.
Oh, very good. What are some things you like to do in the rainforest, Anna?
I like to swim in the river and look for monkeys. I love the monkeys because they don't bite you like the other animals. I play hide and seek and chase in the forest as well.
Oh, that's great, Anna. And who have you beside you here?
I'm Jennifer and I'm 11.
And I like to swim in the river too. It's so refreshing, but I don't do it much because I'm scared of the water snakes because they can bite you. Very good. And we've another little boy over here who'd like to tell us about when he goes fishing. What's your name again?
My name's Jefferson and I'm 12. And I go piranha fishing all the time. When I go piranha fishing, I use a hook and a line, baited with meat and wrapped bananas. I just drop it in the river and wait. Once I catch one, I must pull it out really carefully because it can bite me. And then I take it home for dinner. My parents love when I take it home for dinner.
And this is your sister, is it?
Yeah, my name's Diana, and once I went into the woods to get something to eat as well, my brother, and he went fishing and I went walking, and then it was really dark and I got lost, and there was no light because there's no street lighting here because it's just trees, and the trees were like covering the sky, and then I just didn't know where to go, but in the end, Jefferson went and sent my parents looking for me, and they found me, and that's the only way I got home.
Oh, thank you very much. They were lovely to hear some stories from those children. But they're really nice stories we've heard. But there's also some other things that are happening in the rainforest. So here in the jungle, there are very few roads. So when the children go to school, like Jefferson and Diana and Jennifer, when they have to travel to school, they have to go across a river. So to do so, they must use a canoe. And without this canoe, they actually wouldn't be able to get to school. But this year, a new road is being built, which everyone would think is a great idea. And obviously it is great, and it means that more people can come visit the rainforest and it'll be easier for people to get about and to get to school and work. But it also means that a lot of the trees are being cut down in the rainforest, which is endangering them and the animals as well. Because if the trees are cut down, the animals don't have anywhere to stay anymore. So they'll have to move further into the rainforest to look for shelter. And this is just one problem that the rainforest faces at the moment. As well as that, some farmer up the road is after telling me that they're after finding oil in the rainforest, and that means that a lot of investors are going to come in and they're going to start working on the oil and start digging oil. So that's another threat that the rainforest faces. But I think these children are still pretty happy living there at the moment, are you?
Yeah, yay!